Let's try again to discuss a little bit of yesterday's Gemara and to clarify before we go on to the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara, there were two members in the bottom of Chesamet days. Both members were talking about Reuven selling a field to Shimon, and then the Baal Chayv comes to take it away from Shimon. So one case was sold Be'achrayis, and one case was sold Shaloi Be'achrayis. So the Gemara said that the Loiva, Reuven the Loiva, could be a Baal Dovar. We can't say La Baal Dovar and Bidiyat. The question was that what's the Gemara talking about? Reuven has a field, he owes someone money. He sells it to Shimon, and now the Malva comes to Shimon to take away the field. So the Shaila of the Gemara is Reuven a Baal Dovar or is he not a Baal Dovar? Is Reuven a Baal Dovar, or could you say La Baal Dovar and Didiyat? L'chair it's a Pella. Of course he's a Baal Dovar. He's the Nitva. What's the whole case? The Baal Chayv led money to Reuven. Reuven is the one who owes the money. Now it's true, Reuven doesn't have any money. He sold the field. And they're going to go to Shimon who has the field. But what's the have him? You know, why should Reuven not be called up? He's the liver. The whole entire is about him. If the whole entire is about him, so far as Pashim is about over, why does the Gemara have to say, because Levichalei de Lavi Tarumis Olai, the Gemara has to come up with reasons. He's the one that the entire is about. That's the kasha, that's the problem that I mentioned yesterday. The answer is, we see from this Gemara, that you're not a Baal Dovar in Nidin Torah unless you stand to lose money or to gain money in Nidin Torah. If you don't stand to lose or gain in Nidin Torah, you're not called a Baal Dovar in Nidin Torah. Where do we find such a thing? So there's a stifling subis who brings this Yisai, B'negeya, Rambam, there in Ksuvis. Rambam in Ksuvis has a case where there's a tfiya that a man was ma'anis a nara. A man was ma'anis a girl. The girl is 12 years old, between 12 and 12 and a half. And she's old enough to be kasha, to be a tevek, to say things. She's about to ask. She's old enough to be a Baal Dovar. And she says, Anasta, that you are ma'anis me. Someone who's ma'anis a woman has to pay what? Has to pay a knas, plus by shesupgam. You have to pay for being ma'anis a woman, the Torah shaldavek a knas on a ma'anis, and by shesimavai, it's a busha, gam, that's what you have to pay. The man says, it's not true I was ma'anis you, I was mefatah you. There's only pitui. Now if you're mefatah nara, you still have to pay a knas. But there's no baishas. There was no busha because she was masking. So he's saying, it's taka true I was mefatah you. It's taka true I have to pay the knas. But I'm potter from the baishas. So the Rambam says, what's the din in such a case? She says, Anasta. He says, I was mefata. So what should be the din? Knas, he's a ches to pay. What about the baishas? It's a levav haraya, but it's a maida b'mitzas. Right, he's being maida b'mitzas. He's saying, you're tevei on me for being ma'anis you. I deny being ma'anis you, I'm maida was mefati. He's a maida b'mitzas, and Rambam says he swears. You have to swear. You pay the knas. You pay, and the gabbit of baishas. You have to swear, and you're a maida b'mitzas. The Ravid says on that Rambam that it's not true. A maida b'mitzas is only if there's a teveya. That's teveya more. And there's a nitva that's maida to part of it. That's what a Maida B'Mitzvah is. There's a Teveya, a larger amount. And there's someone who's Maida, a smaller amount. Who's the Teveya? By a Nara who's Nenas? Who's the Teveya? The father's the Teveya. The girl doesn't get the money. Father is the Teveya. Zotaravid, there's no Teveya here. There's nobody, a Teveya has to be borrowed. He has to say, I know you owe me 100. He says, no, I owe it. Here, the Teveya is the father. The father doesn't know what happened. He wasn't there, Bishas Maisas. He can't be Teveya, they're nasty. So Zotaravid, it's not a Maida B'Mitzvah. Because there's no Teveya. So since there's no Teveya, so the Kesef Mishnah is Masber, what's the Machlaikis? Machlaikis is by a Naira that's Nansa, the father gets the money, what's the Lumdis? The Raven holds that the father gets the money directly. He's the Baldava. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam holds that the woman, really the Nara gets the money. There's a halacha, if a Nara earns money, called Shvach Nurel Lavia. Whatever she earns, she gives to her father. But really, she's the one that's getting the money. And she pisses it on to the father. So the Rambam holds, she is a Teveya. She's Teveya. That I was Nansa. She's the Teveya. She's the one that's, she sort of gets the money, and then it comes to her, and it goes to, she's mechayev to give it to the father. Like if she goes to work,
even the
she gets what?
Even also
in the if she has a father, she gets it. Not him. So the Rambam holds she is the Teveya. So male she gets the money. The Ravid holds she's not the Teveya. The father is the Teveya. The father is the one. If there's no father, she gets it. No, there's a halacha. There's no Yerusha. A man does not mayrish his chusim and his daughter to his yarshim. So if the father dies, then it goes to the girl, and she gets an asav. We're talking now that there is a father, so the father is the Teveya. What do we see from this whole discussion? That who's the Baal Dover? The one who's getting the money, the one who's Teveya the money, is the Baal Dover. I mean, either way. What's the difference who gets the money? She's the one that was Nansa. She's the one that has to come to Bezdin and say what happened. Yeah. The father doesn't know what happened. She's the one that's... when you're being Teveya, she's the one that has to say what happened. So what's going on? How come it shouldn't be a tzad, it's not a Maida B'Mitzvah? The answer is, we see our side that the Baal Dover is the person who's getting money. One, the bottom line is who gets the money. If you hold that the girl gets the money, she's the Baldover. If you hold that it's the father who's getting who the payment goes to, he's the Baldover. In Dine Torah, the Baldover is always the one who gets the money. That's the aside. It doesn't matter who played a role in what happened. It doesn't matter who the players were. What defines the Baldover in Bezdin is a place where you go to get, you have a tree of mammon, you go to Bezdin. So the Baal Dover in Bezdin is the one who has the shaychus to the money. We actually had a similar thing in Bava Metzia in the beginning of the year last year on the top of Beis Amid Beis. Gemara there has a case of Mekach u'Memkar where two people, each one says, I bought the talis from the Meicher. Each one says, one the Hoshayim has a metalis. One says, I bought it from the Meicher. The other one says, I bought it from the Meicher. So the Gemara says, Lazizuzi Miman Nokat. Let's see, who did the Meicher take money from? The Pashat in the Gemara is, the Meicher is believed. The Meicher will say, I took money from him or I took money from him. The Meicher is believed to say who he took money from. So Vaita, how is the Meicher believed? He's about to offer. He's about to offer what's going on. Teretz is the same idea that if he doesn't stand to lose money in this entire, he's not a Baldama. There's no difference if he took the money from Reuben or he took the money from Shimon. Whoever he took the money from gets the talis. He doesn't stand to lose money. A person who does not stand to lose money is not a baldover in the case. It could be an aid. The whole thing depends if you're someone who stands to lose money. That's the best and considers the baldover. That's the Sisayid. The Avni Meluim in Simin Lamed Hey, as if cut in Aleph, brings this for yet a third case. We had so far the Rambam arrived, Lazizuzi, and the writer Avni Meluim brings the case Vaitav Shliach Nasei. Shliach Nasei, what's the case? Mechaber in Simin Lamed Hey says, I want to marry somebody, I take a Shliach. I take two shluchim, I need two aidim. I tell the shluchim, go, be mekadosh plainness for me. And they go and they're mekadosh. Now, she says, she's not mekadoshes. I have to bring aidim. I bring the two shluchim. The two shluchim say, we're mekadosh. Are they kosher to be a shliach? Are they kosher to be an aid? So we passed it, Shliach Nasei, that a Shliach could be an aid. Now here, it's Gavaldi, because here you have to remember, the Shliach is Mamish, the one who gave the Kedusha. He's the one that stood there and said, Hare At Mekudeshes L'Ploini, and he's the one that gave the Kedusha. And Afal P. Kain is Kasha to be an aid. You know, Shliach Nasei, he's Mamish, the one who gave over the Kedusha. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. The one who says ein shliach nasaid argues. This is what you mean. The shliach shluchei shalom kamaisai. He's like the mekadosh. How can he be an aid? And the Maluim says the pshat is because the shliach doesn't stand to lose any money, whatever happened. Whatever happened, there's no tvias mamon here. We're not talking that there's any tvias of money on the shliach. The question is, was the Shliach Mekadosh? He wasn't Mekadosh. So since there's no Tvias Mamon, he's not a Baldover, and the Shliach is a Kosher Aid. That's the third case where we see this Yisayid, that if you're not a Baldover who stands to lose money, even though you're a player in what happened, there's no din of Baldover. Not only is no din of Baldover, but you can even be a kosher aid. Like we see by Lazizuzi and by Shliach Nasei. So if the Mishaleach gave the Shliach money to be Bekadosh, you're right, because then he has to lose money. But if either the Shliach gave his own money, which it works, or it was a Kedusha Shtar, in those cases, when there's no Tvias Mamon, it would be good. Okay, this is the first Yisayid we have from this Gemara, that the Chiddush Atzum, that even if you're a part of a player in what happened, if you're a Baldova, you might just borrow money. I borrow money from someone. I'm Ois Baldova. Why? Because I sold the field Shalai Bacharayis, I'll go to him, I'm not a Baldova anymore. Unless, like the Gemara says, when Yichalei the Lahavil play any time Rumis Olai, then you become back into a Baldov. But Pashit Chat, if I don't stand to lose money by a Dintaira, then I'm not a Baldov to the Dintaira, and I have no right to say Tainus in Bezin. Not Baldi, say La Baldov to the Dintaira.
Can't hire us to finish?
What?
Can't hire us to finish? Shouldn't hire
you to testify? Because you have to hire him, it's a point. If not for the fact that it seems to Magamara that he could. There'd be a kosher aid. In the Maskon it says, so he is Baldava. But in that Havamina, but then he doesn't have a kayach of an aid. He only has a kayach of Baldava. It's a big difference. Right? He's not Neman of Taras Avis, he's Neman of Taina. But his Taina is not necessarily a leaf, it's a Taina of a Baldava.
Money, it's not money, it's a hot feeling.
So then the question is the second step. So the first step is this idea that a person who's not a Baldava, a person who doesn't have any momentistic ideas, is not a Baldava. Next. The Gemara says that here he is a Baal Da'avar for a different reason. Because lo nichalei de lahavi l'plaini tarum asalam. Lo nichalei that the other person should have tithes on me. So it's all the emesis, whatever I'm going to say, it's all strange. That's a tainah and bezdin. I'm a Baal Da'avar because I don't want people to have tithes on me. What the stifler says in Ksubis, in this piece, in Ksubis, I think it was Mem Gimel. The stifler is Mem Gimel. What he says is normally Tarumis doesn't make you a Baal Da'avar. A normal case, let's say somebody says, you saw the car accident, come be a witness for me. If I'm going to tell him I don't want to get involved, he'll have terumas against me. Right? If I saw an accident, I know a guy's a right to money. I'll say, I want to get involved. He'll have terumas against me. Does he have a right to have terumas? Of course he has a right. I'm chayv to say this. That doesn't make me a gav adavar. That doesn't passel me at any. Just because I have terumas against me, so I'm going to be passel at eid, I'm still a kosher eid. The Staitu says, when do you say Tarumis makes someone a Baal Da'avar? Only when you have both. That Be'etzem, he is the partner to what took place. He is the player, so to speak, in what took place. He is the loiva. Just, even though he's a loiva, he doesn't stand to lose money. He's always Baal Da'avar. On such a person, who Be'etzem is a loiva, then, even though he still doesn't stand to lose money, it's just Tarumis is enough of a reason to make him into a to make him back into a Baal Da'avar. So it's only the kasha that we had yesterday was Tarumis makes a person into a Baal Da'avar. It shouldn't be that way. The teretz is that only when you really are a Baal Da'avar, just you're not losing anything, see, oh, he's Baal Da'avar. Well, you really are a loiva. And in the first place, it's a shvacha ois Baal Da'avar. Because you really are a loiva. In that case, where there's a time of tarumis, so there it makes sense that tarumis makes him back into a Baal Da'avar. It's even though it's only a nigiyas mashu, tarumis, so people don't mind about this have tarumis. In such a case, it works. What? He's not neman al t'eid in Agamara. He's neman al Baal Da'avar. Right, the
life.
For example, the
example
of the Gemara. If I ask someone to say, you mean the Gemara in Hakainis that says that that's one of the six, that's one of the Ganim. No, the one says Chayv Din Shemai. That's by Echad Shemai Yishma. In Achinami. Okay. So, therefore, what?
Chayimon.
And if I became, I still say Edis. You can't still say it. I don't have to please say it. Okay, anyway, I only mean that as an example that in the case of Tarumis is not enough of a thing to make a person a Baal Da'avar. Okay, this is so we've covered two steps that we touched on yesterday. The first step was why isn't he a Baal Da'avar? The Tarumis is he doesn't lose money. Why does Tarumis make him a Baal Da'avar? Tarumis is Hagufa, that's what makes him into a Baal Da'avar. Now, let's talk about the other case, the first case of the Gemara. I sell you karka be'achrayus. That's easier case. I sell you karka be'achrayus. And so what do you have here? Ruvain is a loiva and a meicher. He owes money, Reuven owes money to his Bachayiv. And he sells his field to Shimon, Be'achrayus. Now the Bachayiv is taking it from Shimon. Is Reuven a Baal Da'avar? Is Reuven a Baal Da'avar? What's the Gemara say? Reuven sold it to Shimon, Be'achrayus. Why is he a Baal Da'avar? Because Shimon is going to come back to Reuven. What does that mean? Does Reuven stand to lose any money here? Does Reuven stand to lose money? Reuven's a loiva. He sold the field to Shimon Bachrayus. Right? This Bachayv is taking it away from Shimon. So what does the Gemara say? Olai Hodr, he's going to come back to me. He's going to come back to Reuven. Which means, Pash Pshat in the Gemara, that Reuven is going to lose money. But Reuven doesn't have any money. If Reuven had money, you couldn't go to the Bachayv, you couldn't go to the Lekuchis. What's Pash Pshat in the Gemara? I'm not getting into anything complicated. A regular case, a person owes money to his Bachayv, he sold his field to Shimon. Now, he doesn't have any money. So the Baal Chayiv goes, takes it away from Shimon. So Reuven's about Dover, why? The Gemara doesn't say after Tarumas. This is before we knew anything about Tarumas. The Gemara says, why? Because Shimon's going to come back to me. Well, what does Reuven care if Shimon comes to him? He doesn't have any money. He's not going to lose anything.
No.
Huh? He's going to owe it to him. So what if he owes money?
Makes money,
so Pashup Shad is, if he'll make money in the future, he's going to have to pay it back. If he'll be able to be a Baal Dover with the Baal Chayiv, he'll be able to tie up a Rati, he'll get off the hook. Or he'll be able to bring another Raya, he'll get off the hook. Now remember, the case is that if he'll be a Baal Dover to the Baal Chayiv, he'll be able to say a Kaina that Shimon can't say in a way. That's what we say. Let's say Tesis was a Rai Achraina. Shimon can't say Tainus. Reuven will say a Tainus. But that's the whole case. If Reuven doesn't have a Tainus, then it doesn't help to make him a Baal Dover. So Reuven is going to say a Tainus to Pater himself. Because he's saying, if you take it from Shimon, so what's the pshat? Why is Reuven making a Baal Dover? Because he doesn't want to owe money. Maybe he'll make money tomorrow. Someday he'll earn money. And then he'll have to pay. Now that is a very pashta thing. In L'chayr, it's a very simple nekuda. Problem is that there's a sif in Hilchos Eidos, Simin Lamed Zayin, Sif Yud, that says, the Feirish, that if a person is not Negei Abadava today, even though Shema Yis'asher, if he makes money tomorrow, will be Negei Abadava, Shema Yis'asher Vayamina, you don't become possible Laedis, even Laedis, certainly about Dover. You don't become possible because of Shemi Yisasha. That's based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, I think it's Mendach Mem Dalid going up to Mem Hei. It's a very similar Gemara to our Gemara, where the Kukas are going to take and he's going to owe it. And the Gemara says, L'shami yisasha, l'chashimah. That if somebody is an aid that's there to lose money, if yisasha, shami yisasha, l'yamrina. If today he's not going to get a davar, then he's kosher. Kosher to be an aid. So the Tzais, there in Siman Lamed Zayin, yes, this is a theory. That here in our Gemara, we say you're the Gabadavar, even though today you have no money. You're the Gabadavar, if it's tomorrow you might have money. And there in Bava Basra, we say Shami Yisasha Layarina. And if today you're the Gaedis, is a good Aedis. Even though if you had money, you would have Nagias. But right now you don't have money. So then Shami Yisasha Layarina. So yes, it has a steer. He mentions it on Tysus. Tysus says if you have Edom, Kroivim L'Ruvain, V'Rachaykim L'Shimon. Edom are Karev to one and Rachik to another. The Karev to Ruvain and Rachik to Shimon. So Tysus says, Al Shimon, they'd be Kashim. But might say that's possible because of Ruvain. There Tysus is talking already about Edom, which is similar to Gemara Bava Basra. Tysus about Edom. Edom that are Kroivim to Ruvain, Rachaykim from Shimon. So Al Shimon, they be Kashal Aedis. Al Ruvain, that's why they're Pasal Aedis. So it's exactly the same thing. Ruvain, what's the problem with Ruvain? He's not losing money. Ruvain is penniless. He's not losing money. The Bachayv is going to Shimon. Teresh is Shemi Yisasher. He might end up with money. So if he ends up with money, so then Shami is Hashem Rinam. This is the Ketzois' kasha. Ketzois, to answer this, says he is Said, which is one of those famous Ketzois in the first Ketzois Nesivis. Tarum is, he has now. Gemara in Bava Basra, the truth is, Gemara in Bava Basra ends up also with something about Tarumis. This is going on the Gemara before the Chadish Dinin of Tarumis. In that case, the Tarumis is not in all cases, so Mela comes out in that beginning. Okay, it's going with it. It's the case. I'm going to speak out the case because it's a little complicated. It's going to confuse the whole thing. The Ketzois there has his famous player. Why is a Baldova Pasala Edis? Why is it a Baldova that doesn't count as an A? We all know. If you're a Baldova, you don't count as an A. Let's say I say you owe me money, I want to be one of the Aedim. So every child knows that if you're the Teveya, you can't say Aedis. Why not? Why can't I be a Kosher Aed? I'm Erlich Yid. I want to say Aedis that you owe me money. What's the psul? So what are the two ways to understand? Why can't a Baldava say Aedis? What? One is because Adam Karavet Alatzma, I think Rashi usually says. Well, Avishas Rashi says, Adam Karavet Alatzma. I'm a Karav to myself. And a Karav is Pasalaitis. So one way to learn is because I'm a Karav. The other way to learn is that if I stand to make money on it, so I'll lie in order to make money. Right? Of course, I say you owe me money. I'm going to gain money, so of course I'm saying it. It's called cheshash v'shaker. It's because we're afraid that I'm lying. The Ketzois has an interesting yisayid. The Ketzois' yisayid is that people wouldn't lie for money. And maybe they'll lie in the street, but not in desperate. Ketzois says that we're not cheshish, we're not Torah at least, we're not cheshish a person would lie to get money. We say Eidah Sheker to get money. Not Chayshish for it. He says, Minat Torah, you're allowed to pay Eidahs to say witness. You're allowed to hire witnesses. You're allowed to pay them to say witness. No problem. They're not going to lie for the money. So, if somebody's a witness and he doesn't want to get involved, you tell him, I'll give you $1,000, come say witness. So he says, Minat Torah, it's kosher. Minat Torah, the psul Eidahs is because Adam Karavetz al-Atzman. And not because a person stands to gain any money. A person, because he stands to gain money, wouldn't lie. On a derashidika level, we're not facious, a person would lie for money. So, Minat Torah, the psul, is the psul kurva. Because Adam Karavet Salatzmai, you're saying aid is about yourself, and you're possible to say aid is about yourself. Midrabbanan, Rabbanan said that even if a person just stands to gain money, We're going to pass them anyway. So the Ketzois says, his lashon is based dinamika. You have two dinamikas. There's deraisa dika psul. The deraisa dika psul is a psul that there is a psul at kurva, because other karavates allows it. So you can't say edis. And there's a drabbanan dika psul. Rabbanan said that even if you figure out a case where you're not a karav, the karavet also doesn't apply, let's say you're going to pay someone to say Aedis, not saying Aedis about himself. There's no other karavet allowed to it. So midrabbanan, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to pay someone to say Aedis because for chayshish, that for the money, he's going to lie. Nafkamina, between the derais and the rabbanan. That's the Ketzois. For the deraisa de kipsul of kurva, v'chayshish shami yisasha. So deraisa de kipsul, it's a chavre de kipsul. Wherever a person is saying edis about himself, v'chayshish shami yisasha, And there, we possible him, even if today is not possible, he may be possible tomorrow. He may be usher tomorrow. And there, we choshish shami shami yasasher. And that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking that he's mamish d'leiva. He's the baldover. Just, he doesn't have money. Since he doesn't have money, so we want to say he's not a gabadover. So we say no. Shami yasasher. He doesn't want to owe money. He'll end up owing money tomorrow. Shami yasasher owe money tomorrow, and then he'll have to pay. So in such a case, with the psul is a psul d'araisa, and we say shami yasasher, there mechayshish, we pass a person even if today he's not negeya, but since he's ultimately going to be a negeya. That's Agama. The Gemara in Bava Basra is talking in a case where he's not saying hey, this is about himself at all. The shami yasasher there, it'll be a negeya bedavar. It's just that in the case over there, it'll turn out that he could have a benefit from it. But not that his edus is about himself. There, he's not posel menatayr. He's not a baldava, what he's saying edus about. Just the case over there is a case where ultimately he could gain from his edus. If yisasher, he'll end up gaining from his edus. In that case, shami yisasher layam. Psul derabanan of kurva. So that psul derabanan, we don't go so vite. It would only be a psul if he becomes rich. We don't pass him. Mashiach came with a psul is off, psul kurva ba'etzem, then we do pass him. And that's the case in our Gemara. That's the Ktsais's rule. Again, the Ktsais holds that you have two psul eidis, and a Torah is psul kurva. And if you're allowed to pay someone to say eidis. And in a Torah, if a person says Aedis, and indirectly he could come out gaining, we don't care. His kashuk says, only if you say Aedis about himself, it's okay. Even if indirectly, at the end, he can end up gaining. In a case where indirectly he can end up gaining, we pass the midrabban. Now, Femina, though, is, in a case where he's saying Aedis about himself, we do, even if Shami Asher is possible, saying Aedis about himself, that's Agamah. In a case where he's not saying Aedis about himself, just indirectly can end up gaining from his Aedis, in such a case, that's only a psul d'rabbanan, we only passel if right today he's gaining from the Aedis. If Shami Yisasher he'll gain, in that case we don't passel. That's the place of klal. And it's based on Agamara, that Agamara says there isn't a geis of Shami Yisasher. That Gemara. Okay, that Gemara there, so if I don't want to go into it. If it's a case where you say Aedis about himself, you'd be right. The Gemara there is still a case where he's not saying Aedis about himself. He's saying Aedis to be minded something by someone else. And ultimately, he could gain. Let's say I stole karka of someone. If someone else is looking to take the karka for him, they have their own system. And I'm helping my lekeach keep the karka. So right now I'm not a baldover. I'm just an aid. I sold karka to someone, he had a car accident. I'm saying aid is that he's potter. So I'm not a baldover. But ultimately I could gain, because later, if my bal chayv comes, he could be tarif kuchas for me, if I keep it by him. It's a case where indirectly I could gain. In case where you could indirectly gain, that's not... then there's no shami yisasher. Okay, the Gemara on the top. Omer Abaye, Ruvin Shemach Sadish Lebechrais, Yotzu Olam Asikin, Hachle Hizlik by Yochalazabai, Mishizlik by Eni Yochalazabai. What's the case? What's Gemara's case? I sold karka. What happened? I sell you karka, Shle Bachrais. What does that mean? I'm not guaranteeing this karka. You ever heard such a thing? I sell you a piece of karka, I'm not guaranteeing it. And it turns out it wasn't my karka. So you're stuck with it. Does that make sense? I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I tell you, I'm selling you Shloi Bachrayis. And you buy it. And it turns out I never owned it. So I don't have to pay you back. Huh?
Something yellow.
Yotzo olav asikim. What does that mean? The asikim are saying, he never owned it. Right? What does asikim mean? They're oirim, they're saying that he never owned it. No?
Why is this guy buying it?
He's buying it. I guess he believes that the other person owns it. Usually, shalei bachrayis means that if I have a lien on it and my bachayif takes it, I'm not going to reimburse you. But it's not mine in the first place.
Huh?
Iron means the saying it was never mine. My neshamah was. But why can't he back out? You know what you're getting into. Like you say, you should have suspected me. I should have suspected it's not yours. So the Rashba learns that avada stamazai, if I sell you karka, it turns out it wasn't mine. That's not what you meant when you said shalai bachrayis. Avada not that way. If I sell you karka, and at the time I the karka is not mine, that's not what you meant when you said shalai bachrayis. He says, this Gemara is talking that the kinyan was done after the Oirim came out. You were already Oirim who said it's not mine. If you do a kinyan shalai bachrayis when there are already known Oirim, then you're taking that risk. Normally, if I just tell you shalai bachrayis, you're not taking that risk. Typical case, shalai bachrayis, not taking that risk. But in a case where it's klar that you are irim already b'shas ma'isa, so then you are taking the risk.
The irim come later,
the bottom tail
right then.
But the irim come later. I hear. What you're saying is the second shot in the Gemara. Tosis Exubis on the Tzadik Beis brings our Gemara, and he says our Gemara means that if the Orim say it wasn't mine, so you can't back out. If the Orim win the Din Taira, then Avadi, you get your money back. Because if I sold you, I have no right to sell you. But what this Gemara means, like you say, is when they're only Irim, and it wasn't like Achli Tirpa, Fashalom Lachadir, nothing was taken away yet, then you can't back out. According to Taisvis, ultimately, you could back out, just not right away. It's not sure, according to the Rashi, you could back out right away, which is really what you're asking. Why? Okay, so what we're saying is a typical, beside like the Rashba, beside Tosfos, in a regular case where I sell you a karka shalei bachrayis, and it comes out it wasn't mine, I have to give you your money back. That's not what shalei bachrayis means in a regular case. Shalei bachrayis means shalei bachrayis for a shibud. Meimus say bechazaka bechidai shamitzri v'dafka shalei bachrayis abachrayis loy. Ikedi ami hol zafil achrayis nami. Domalei achvi tirpach v'ashalomach. Okay. This is the end of a sugya. Could have been two dots here. The Gemara, basically, we're finished, at least for now, with the inyanim we had since Vav Amud Aleph, almost three block, of karka, of shibude karka. The Gemara has one more memra, not that's connected so much to shibude karka, but connected back, like Rashi says, this goes back on the original sugya of Shibudei Metaphilim, Afilu Subin. We said originally Metaphilim are Achroi, Afilu Subin. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna says, Oy Kesef, Oy Meta. Now here you have to outcome. This connects back to earlier. I've told you we had five sugyas of Shibudim. The first sugya was Mishmol Rav Akiva, Mishol Mizik, and Mishol Mazik. The second sugya was the stira between Meitav and Subin. The third sugya was Shalai Ein Shamin or Shal Eilam Ein Shamin. The third was Lekuchis, and the fourth was Lekuchis, of the fifth. So those are the sugyas we have. In that second sugya, the Gemara asked the stira. You have to give him meitav, and you give him subin. Subin is not meitav. So the Gemara's maskana was kol mindi the metatali are really subin. I think it was Rav Papa who said that teretz that all metatalim all metatalim are really meitav. Because all metatalim, if you don't sell it here, you'll sell it in the next town. You always find someone to buy it. So all metatalim are considered meitav. At the end of that Gemara, I told you that it comes out from that sugya that I can pay you l'chatchila with any type of metatalim. Metatalim is meitav. You can't tell me you want my karka. If I'm mazik you, and you come to me today, I have a lot of cash, I have a lot of karka, I can give you metatalim l'chatchila. That's what comes out from that sugya, because I have to pay you meitav. Metatalim is meitav. And I think we all saw it as a tremendous kiddush. I owe you money, I was mazik you, so I give you a truckload of merchandise and tell you here, you're stuck with a truckload of merchandise. So we spoke out then that the truckload of merchandise is priced, the shuma of it is priced in a very beneficial way. The way someone wants to get rid of it all at once, with prices very cheap, to get rid of it quickly. But Lamaisa, that Gemara held, you can give metatalim to a nizik in the first place. L'chatchila, you have a lot of cash, a lot of karaka, a lot of idiots, benes, iburis, you have everything. You can give him merchandise. That's what came out from that sukkah. Rav Chuna is arguing on that sukkah. Rav Chuna aimer, oi kesef, oi meitav. Rav Chuna says that you have to give oi kesef, oi meitav. Either kesef, either cash, or karaka. Are you allowed to give merchandise, even subin? So Rav Huna answers, if you have no money, you have no karka, then you could give him merchandise. So this is already, I think, the way we would understand it, Svara much better. If you want to give a guy merchandise, you have to give him cash, karka. You want to give him merchandise? It's only with the leslay. You have nothing else you can give it to. Even less like Shita. If you have no money, no karka, of course you have to give him merchandise. Sakti Gemara. Ma'udatei ma'amina le'zil tarach zavin v'aisli kesef. I would think I could tell you, listen, I don't want merchandise. You go sell it. You give me the money. Why should I bother to sell it? Kamash malan chidish, zev sakasuv, that after l'rabbi shah the kesef, I feel a subin, that he can give me a subin as well. So we have here a machlaikis amayroim. If you make a chart, an order of how a person has to pay, what the order is. And the first shita, which was a papa, before hell, you can give, by nizik, you can give anything you want, even shavakes of l'chatchila. And Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna says, no, you can't give shavakes of l'chatchila. So for tomorrow, we're going to learn Taisis Rav Huna Omer. The long and short of it, you have to see the long of it for tomorrow. The short of it is that Taisis brings the Machlaikis, the Rif and Rabbeinu Tam. How we paskin. The Rif paskin is like the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis, that you can give Shavu Kesef even L'chatchila. Rabbeinu Tam paskin is like our Gemara, that you can only give Shava Kesef as a last resort, but otherwise you can't give Shava Kesef. But Rabbeinu Tam says, Shloisha Dinim Yesh. If you look in the Taisvis, and in the end, towards the end of the narrow lines, Shesh Gimel Dinim bin Nezikin. Yesh Gimel Dinim. You have three cases. Bin Nezikin is one din. If somebody's a Nezik, so then you give him a kesef a meita v'lech le'afel a subin. But bal chayiv he is le'zuzeh le'masi le'sakeh ele b'zuzeh. Now we're going to get into that tomorrow. A bal chayiv is a separate din which places brings some subis that pay bav. Now this whole sugya only applies if you're mazik someone. You can send them a truckload of merchandise. It does not apply in a situation where you borrow money from someone. If you borrow money from someone, you have to give him back money. You can't give him merchandise. That's what Taisa says. What about, Tosfos says three dinim, so what's the third one? Nizik, and then there's Baal Chayiv. The third one is what? There's Payel. But Tosfos mentions one more in between. We'll see that tomorrow. If you buy something, it's a mekach toas, you return it. You ever return something to a store and they don't want to give you money back? They say, we'll give you just a store credit. They don't want to give you money, we'll give you a store credit. Is that kedin? Tosfos at least told not that way. Tosfos, like keach shenim se mekach toas. If I buy something and it's a mekach toas, I bring sour milk back to the store. So they want to give me a different container of milk. The place says, no. K'may k'edin, he's like a Baal Chayiv. I have to get cash back. The place says, what?
Only if it is cash.
What do you mean if it's cash? I mean, if he has cash, if the store has cash, they have to give you cash. So I wait till the next customer buys something and I'll have cash. The store generally has cash, right? Okay. What? On the condition that what? If you make it tonight, you speak out of tonight, you know,
say no. Policy,
what?
Most schools have a return policy on the ticket.
It says, and it says. Home. Usually they give you the ticket after you pay for it already. So wait. What? That's going to make a toss, right. If I return it, I just say I don't want it, it's not a make a toss, then they don't even have to take it. If they take it, then they can do whatever they want. Yeah, I mean that's going to make a toss. Okay, and the third thing is payo. A worker. A worker works for you. Can you give him merchandise? So the halacha is, Taisa says you can't give merchandise. A worker, you must give cash. If you have no cash, you have to sell your merchandise and give him cash. Can't stick a pile with merchandise. That's gimel din of yesh, according to Taisa. Now, I'd like you should have clarif for tomorrow. The Gra points out that this Taisa is a stereo with the previous Tysus. The last few lines of the previous Tysus in Taimar. See, there's a Gra Gimel. The Gra asks that this Rabbeinu Tam, this Tysus, is a stereo with the last in Taimar of the previous Tysus. And Berachas Avraham has a very, very beautiful teretz on this. So that we're going to spend some time on Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow to understand the Rabbeinu Tam. This is the machlokes between the Ritva Rabbeinu Tam and the Shachas, the previous Taisus. Please understand and try to do the next piece of Gemara as well. It's a shame.